Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Welcome back to Disciple Makers. I'm Allegra Collins, and this month we are learning about how God is good. Our Bible story for this week is the Psalms of Trust and comes from Psalm 23. The Psalms of Trust highlight God's protection and care, and they encourage us to trust in Him. Psalm 23 was written by David. It compares God to a shepherd who guides, comforts, and provides for his people. David describes how God protects us, even in fearful times. We can have peace because we can trust Him. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, laid down His life for us, offering forgiveness and eternal life through His death and resurrection. Our preschool glossary has identified two words to help you teach this Bible story to the preschoolers. The first word is anoint, which is to put oil on. And the next word is presence, which is being with someone or something. This Bible story points to Jesus in that John 10:11 says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Jesus was sent to lay down his life for us. He died on the cross and rose again, providing the only way for us to be forgiven from our sins and live with God forever. God is a good shepherd. God is our good shepherd, and God is my good shepherd. This is the review for the He, We, and Me. He is what we want kids to remember about God. God is a good shepherd. The we is how this applies to your whole group. God is our good shepherd. And the me is how does this apply to even a little preschooler's life? God is my good shepherd. Our bright idea for today is God is our good shepherd. And the monthly memory verse comes from Psalm 145, 9, which says, "The Lord is good to all." The big question we are asking and answering this whole month is, how do I know God is good? Through His love for us. Even in God's goodness, we know that some kids can struggle with loneliness. In 2023, the Surgeon General declared our nation was facing an epidemic of loneliness, citing research showing that more than 20% of adults say that they are suffering from loneliness. Our kids are growing up in a very lonely culture. Many preschoolers have older siblings who grew up isolated from others due to the pandemic. Today, kids will learn how God wants to dwell with His people. They are never truly alone. You can help your group be a place where kids do not feel lonely. Be intentional in connecting with kids and helping them connect with one another. Watch for kids who tend to isolate and build relationships with them. Utilize the belong activities to get to know kids and pay attention to things they share about themselves. Help kids feel known. Most importantly, emphasize that God is always near to them, loving and helping them. Our preschool perspective for this week is art and feelings. Sometimes little ones don't have the words to say they're sad, excited, or frustrated, but giving them a creative outlet can make a difference. Try setting up an art station with coloring supplies and paper where kids can draw what they're feeling. You might say, "Can you draw a picture of what you're feeling today?" This gives kids a safe way to process their emotions. Music is another great tool. Singing songs about emotions or even playing soft, calming music during transitions can help kids feel more at ease. You can also encourage movement such as dancing, clapping, or stomping as a fun way for kids to release big feelings. By giving kids creative ways to express themselves, you're helping them learn that their feelings matter and that God cares about all of them. You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. You're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. Keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.